Today's reading is from the Gospel of John, the first chapter, verses 1 through 15. In the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He existed in the beginning with God. God created everything through him, and nothing was created except through him. The Word gave life to everything that was created, and his life brought light to everyone. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. God sent a man, John the Baptist, to tell about the light so that everyone might believe because of his testimony. John himself was not the light. He was simply a witness to tell about the light. The one who is the true light, who gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He came into the very world he created, but the world didn't recognize him. He came to his own people, and even they rejected him. But to all who believed him and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God. They are reborn, not with a physical birth resulting from human passion or plan, but a birth that comes from God. So the Word became human and made his home among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness. And we have seen his glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son. John testified about him when he shouted to the crowds, "This is the one I was talking about when I said, 'Someone is coming after me who is far greater than I, for he existed long before me.'" Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Praise be to God. Will you pray with me? Holy God, during this season of Advent, may we remember the promise you have made through your Son, Jesus Christ. May our eyes, ears, hearts, and minds be awakened to the magic and mystery of Christmas and the hope that it brings to each one of us. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable and pleasing to you, O Lord, our rock and our blessed Redeemer. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Prepare the way for the Lord.
Let every heart prepare him room.
For 2,000 years, Christians have turned to the story and message of John the Baptist in the weeks leading up to Christmas in order to ready their hearts to celebrate Jesus' birth through the powerful message of John the Baptist.
Well, Christmas is almost here. The Advent season is filled with hopeful anticipation of many things. The kids are waiting for Christmas presents under the tree, days off from school, the anticipation of new stuff. As adults, there's much to do. Gifts to prepare and wrap, decorating to be done, goodies to bake, meals to make, family and friends to visit, and the list goes on and on. Maybe that's why there's so many people that are trying to simplify Christmas these days, getting back to a more meaningful celebration of the birth of Jesus. Some people may go out and serve the homeless or people who have other needs, visit shut-ins or those who are hospitalized or in nursing homes. Families may read the Christmas story out loud and talk about what it may have been like to be Mary and Joseph or the shepherds. Homemade cards maybe are hand-delivered. Perhaps caroling is on the list. There are so many options. Some families may opt to engage their kids or grandkids in making decorations for the outdoors, things that are bird-friendly, like strings of popcorn and cranberries or peanut-buttered pine cones rolled in bird seed, all the while talking about God's gift of creation. Or maybe your family brings treats to those individuals that have to work on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, police officers, firefighters, convenience store or hospital employees, and so on. Of course, focusing on any one of these things is lovely. But to truly share the Christmas spirit with others is to make sure that Jesus is the center of it all. Generosity is good. Generosity in the name of Jesus is better. Thankfulness is good. Thankfulness to Jesus is better. As Christians, we acknowledge that Jesus is the reason for the season. I wonder how many times I've said that in the last month. But do we really take that to heart? All of the things I've listed are good things. But we can't lose sight of the best thing. This season can't be merely about the good and heartwarming things it brings. It has to be about the birth of a Savior. And, of course, not everyone is running around doing these festive activities. What do we do when this isn't the most wonderful time of the year? For many, Christmas can be a dark time, a painful reminder of what once was but is no more. The decorations and music and Christmas shows may only magnify the loneliness, bringing us into a state of depression and despair. We may begin to feel sorry for ourselves, to justify treating others badly, or to simply stop caring altogether. But the season of Advent is all about hope, joy, peace, and love. As we've been lighting the candles each week, we've been focusing on the four virtues Jesus brings us. In the 9th chapter of Isaiah, we hear a prophecy of hope. It says, "The people who walk in darkness will see a great light. For those who live in a land of deep darkness, a light will shine." And 700 years later, John the Baptist testifies about the one who is the true light, giving light to all who believe. These are statements of hope. Both then and now, we can all rejoice knowing that Jesus came to earth to bring us something better than what this life has to offer. And this hope brings us joy and peace that the love God has for us is fully experienced in Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. I'm going to read again the first few verses of today's text. When John tells us, "In the beginning the Word already existed. The Word was with God and the Word was God. He existed in the beginning with God. God created everything through him, and nothing was created except through him. The Word gave life to everything that was created, and his life brought light to everyone. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it." In this text, the Word is not referring to Scripture. It's referring to the Son of God, the second person of the Trinity, the one who would be called Jesus, fully God and fully human. Jesus was sent to reveal God to the world, to reveal God's perfect love for us. The God of the universe, the great I Am, is not a distant, uninterested, unengaged God. In order to have life, in order to love God, we need to know God. And Jesus is the source of that knowledge, revealing to us the very nature of God. Have you ever heard people talk about the attributes of God? An attribute of God is something true about God. And while we can never fully comprehend God, not in this life anyway, there are ways he reveals himself to us. Through Scripture, through his creation, and through Jesus. As I was reading through explanations and definitions of the attributes of God, I was filled with awe. I think sometimes we forget who God is. The jaw-dropping magnitude of God expressed in each attribute is truly beyond comprehension. For me, reading through them was overwhelming, but in the best possible way. Humbling, but born from love. A.W. Tozer had a profound understanding of who God is. Tozer was an American Christian pastor, author of some 40-plus books, no formal theological training, but was often thought of as a modern-day prophet. One of God's attributes, not surprising, is that he is loving. God infinitely, unchangingly loves us. Of that, Tozer writes, "It is a strange and beautiful eccentricity of the free God that he has allowed his heart to be emotionally identified with men. Self-sufficient as God is, he wants our love and will not be satisfied till he gets it. Free as he is, he has let his heart be bound to us forever. God's love is active, drawing us to himself. His love is personal. He doesn't love humanity in some vague sense. He loves humans. He loves you and me. And his love for us knows no beginning and no end." That just makes me want to weep. The God of the universe loves us beautifully and perfectly to the point of leaving his throne and becoming human, to dwell among us, to reveal himself to us, and to die for us, the perfect sacrifice once and for all. Jesus, our guide in a dark world, just like a flashlight guides us in the night, the light of Jesus through his birth, ministry, death, resurrection, and promised return is our hope, is the source of great joy, and gives us a peace that surpasses all understanding. It's the promise shared by Isaiah all those years ago, which John the Baptist testified to and is fulfilled in the good news of the gospel. Our scripture today echoes the words of Genesis, "In the beginning," and reminds us of the fall that brought sin, darkness, into the world. But the good news is Jesus is the light of the world. And it is the very nature of light to shine. Jesus brings light to the darkness, whatever your darkness is right now. Perhaps you're struggling financially. Maybe you have relationship problems with a spouse, with a child, with a sibling. Maybe you're discouraged. Maybe it's an illness, loss of job, death of a loved one, loneliness, estrangement, whatever it is. We have the true light, the light that darkness can never extinguish. God's gift to the world is Jesus the Christ, his Son, the hope of the world. Just as the birth of Jesus was a new beginning then, it can also be a new beginning for us now. God has made a promise to us through his only Son, Jesus, and God keeps his promises, folks. It is against his very nature to do anything but that. The first chapter of Titus tells us this truth gives them confidence that they have eternal life, which God, who does not lie, promised them before the world began. Whew! This promise is not just a statement of coincidence, but profound statements of purpose and promise about Jesus' life and mission and what he means for each one of us. We live in a dark world. And as Christians, we are all responsible for letting our light shine. The light doesn't come from us. It's the light that comes from Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Jesus is the source of our light. And each one of us is called to be bold as we share the hope, joy, peace, and love of Christ with others. As we read earlier, God's chosen people did not recognize their Messiah. They rejected him. But to all who believed him and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God. That is an amazing promise to each one of us. If you continue on to verses 16 through 18 in that first chapter of John's Gospel, it says, "From his abundance we have all received one gracious blessing after another. For the law was given through Moses, but God's unfailing love and faithfulness came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but the unique one, who is himself God, is near to the Father's heart. He has revealed God to us." I received a devotional last week that talked about a man who writes love letters to his wife and children every year at Christmas. As you can imagine, these beautiful letters make an unforgettable Christmas gift as he shares his heart with those he loves. Likewise, God has written a beautiful love letter to each one of us. That love letter is Jesus. I'm going to read 1 John, the 4th chapter, verses 9 through 16. But I'm going to read it as though God were speaking it to us. "I showed how much I loved you by sending my one and only Son into the world so that you might have eternal life through Jesus. This is real love. Not that you loved me, but that I loved you and sent my Son as a sacrifice to take away your sins. Dear ones, since I loved you that much, you surely ought to love each other. No one has ever seen me, but if you love each other, I live in you, and my love is brought to full expression in you. And I have given you my Spirit as proof that you live in me and I in you. Furthermore, you have seen with your own eyes and now testify that I sent my Son to be the Savior of the world. All who declare that Jesus is the Son of God have me living in them, and they live in me. You know how much I love you, and you have put your trust in my love. I am love, and all who live in love live in me, and I live in them. Quite the love letter, wouldn't you agree? This year, as you're hanging lights on your Christmas trees and your house, as we light Advent candles here at church and we'll hold candles tomorrow night during the Christmas Eve services, may each one remind you that Jesus is the light of the world. And whatever darkness you may be experiencing in your life, Jesus is the light that overcomes the darkness. And as you exchange gifts and send Christmas cards and letters to your loved ones, remember the love letter you've received from the God of the universe. The gift of salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. Amen.